I think it's extremely serious. And I know the last couple of days we've been dealing with the fallout from the storm. People's attention, rightly so, have been on the immediate nature of that. But I think long term this is an extremely serious situation for Donegal. I think the lack of representation at the Cabinet for the county is not going to improve any of the ongoing issues we have. And the fact that the government has been formed now and they're looking at a 5-year period, we have another 5-year period ahead of us with no representation from Donegal. So I think when we look on balance at the last 10 years and looking at the infrastructure deficits that we have and the lack of balanced regional development and the movement that was made on that, which was close to zero, let's face it. So the next 5 years look quite bleak, if I'm being honest.
Do you think it also perhaps talks to or reinforces that view that the North West is forgotten? In other words, if a government was looking at regional development and fairness, that they would say, well, we have to have someone in the North West because there's an awful lot of work to be done to bring that area up to... you know what I mean? So not just it being maybe an overlooking someone for a job. Are you of the view that maybe this gives us an insight into the attitude towards this region?
Well, I think if you look at this critically, and we'll try not to look at it emotionally in terms of we're very proud of Donegal and we know we do well and we punch above our weight in lots of different areas. But if you look at the national issues that we have, the fact that the whole Dublin region is overcooking, you know, we can't get accommodation for teachers, we're talking about lots of infrastructure problems in and around the Dublin area. The balance to that, the solution to that in terms of housing and infrastructure is regional, balanced regional development. They talk about that when we do, you know, Letterkenny Chamber has done visits to the Doyle, we've done position papers, we meet our local representatives. At every opportunity, when there's a minister comes to Donegal for whatever reason, we talk to them about the need for balanced regional development and the fact that it's not that we want the same share as everybody else. We actually want to be brought up to the same level starting point. So we make that point all the time. What I've found being in those rooms is that it's lip service. They say all the right things. They say, absolutely, Donegal needs ABC. But in the heel of the hunt, when the money's been divvied up, when the representation has been divvied out, as what happened last week, Donegal is far from the table. And that's very, very serious for us.